Appreciate the Lord, what he's been doing for us. We preached last night for Brother Brock. The Lord helped us last night. Even though my wife said I preached too long, preached about almost an hour. I usually don't do that, but I was enjoying myself. And I'm a learning. The pastor asked me to come back again, so it must have been all right. As heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. That's what I want to preach on a little while. I'm still on that water kick. I've been thinking about water, been thinking about the old past, thinking about the old wells for weeks. Told you my story last time we was here and preached on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, how the Lord been dealing with me about those old wells. And I'm still on that. Still got that on my heart. Still got that on my mind. But I want to tell you something. Water is a necessary ingredient for life. And hey, just let your pump go dry. Just let your well go dry. We moved down there, Washington, Kentucky, where we couldn't find a house to rent when we moved into Maysville. They had so much construction going on. About 5 years ago, we was living in Maysville. When my wife found the first house we got was down there in Washington. The old lady was one of the richest ladies in town, but she was so stingy she wasn't hooked in with the city water line, so we had well water. And that's all right, but we got right in the middle of July and the well went dry. And you don't realize until you can't go to that tap and turn that water on how many times you depend on water and take it for granted. And you know what? I think sometimes we do God that way. We think he'll be right there whenever we call. We'll just come when we want to. But I tell you, we need to be faithful to God. I've been reading a little bit of book, and I've been getting into it. Last night, I couldn't go to sleep. Got it out, started reading. And it's Smith Wigglesworth, and he went to pray for a woman, Brother Collins. At 11:30 at night, they called her and said, "You won't live till morning." He started praying. He said, "I want all you to go to bed," told her family. Said, "I want you to go to bed." Said, "You're looking forward to die." Said, "You're already grieving in the morning. You ain't got the faith that God's going to heal her." Said, "You've already gave her over." And I'm going to tell you, I want some people that's going to believe. He said, "Go to bed." He said, "Let me get a hold of God for you." He prayed from 11:30 till 3:30. At 3:30 she died. The devil said, "You've done it now." He said, "God ain't going to hear your prayer." Oh, Smith Wigglesworth said, "Devil, I'm just beginning to pray." He kept on praying. All of a sudden Jesus' face showed up in the mirror, in the window. And all of a sudden she started getting color back in that woman's face. She turned over and went to sleep and slept till morning. Got up and was playing the piano and singing the praises of God. Those people in that house got up and said, "God gave us a miracle." I want to tell you something. I thought, Lord, I think all these faith preachers in times past, Brother Collins, if they prayed two or three times and they didn't get an answer, they'd give up. Sometimes I think we need to pray a little longer. Thirst a little more. Hunger a little more. Pray a little more after God. I didn't know. I thought, man, Smith Wigglesworth, he just prays once or twice. God would answer. Sometimes, he said when he began to pray, the heavens felt like brass. I've been there. I've thought my prayers aren't going nowhere. I've thought that God wasn't hearing. You know what, brother? You know what the problem was? We're fighting an enemy. We're fighting the devil. And he don't want our prayers to go. He wants to hinder us. We've got a big God. But sometimes I think we just got to pant. We've got a hunger. We've got a thirst a little bit to seek after God and show God we're really desiring a touch from him. Oh, God. I thought, Lord, help us. Help us. In Genesis chapter 26. I probably won't preach no more than an hour tonight. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 15. For all the wells which his father... Oh, got a message, but I don't have no title. Is that all right? Got a message, but I have no title. Can I tell you something? I want my heart touched by God. I want to depend upon the anointing. I know we need a whole lot of things. But as far as I can tell, brother, we need people that will be willing to pray till we reach the throne of heaven. I don't care how much time we got to fight the devil. We're on the winning side. We're victorious. But sometimes the Lord just lets us battle a little bit. You know what? It's a little bit of effort on our part. It's those that want to persevere that'll get to the mountaintop, that'll see the glory of the Lord come down. But those that give up, they never have an experience. in God, and for all the wells, in verse 15 of Genesis 26, which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistines had stopped him and filled him with earth. Oh, there's the devil always out there going to try to stop up whatever God's trying to do. Verse 18 of Genesis 26, and Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And here's what Isaac done. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. I don't want nothing new. I don't want the highway of holiness to become a family worship center. I don't want to see a bunch of people wearing long little ballet skirts dancing up and down our aisles and telling the pastor to get up there after Brother Collins is gone and is saying, now repeat after me, we're going to have a time of speaking in tongues, we're going to sway before the Lord. I want Pentecost. That's what it took me to get saved. That's what I was raised under. That's what it's going to take to go to heaven. I don't want nothing new. I want what Grammy Carter had. Yeah, she lived for God 75 years. I thought anything in this world would have satisfied that thirst and that longing. She went to it, but she stayed with God all those years. Buried her about 4 years ago. Her testimony was she was still living for God. I don't want no new name. I don't want no new program. I want the original. My heart pants and thirst after God. Hey, I got down to pray this afternoon. Norma said, where are we going? I said, I can't get no direction, but I know that I'm welcome here. Norma said, we need to get fed ourselves. Hey, I come tonight to get help. I didn't know I was going to be a preacher, but can I tell you, as I started walking in the door, when I got towards the top of the steps, something started panting inside my heart. I felt like I might get asked to do something, and you know what? I said, God, I want to give you the glory. And I want to encourage people to get a hunger and a thirst to seek after God. How many people are trying to attach new things on old things and trying to draw it up a little bit nicer? I just liked the old-fashioned ways. I'm not against modern conveniences. Don't get me wrong. When that well went dry, and we had to have water hauled in and put in our... well, and we had to pay for it ourselves. I was glad when I finally moved into the house that was on the county water line. But I told you before Thanksgiving that the best tasting water I ever had in my life is good old well water, or water right from a spring. What do you do here? And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Hey, you can dig. Mark preached about it up at Union Road, and I listened to him preach. I appreciate my brother. I was down there in Hazard, Kentucky, and praying. Started thinking about him preaching on that message, and I got his tape out and listened to it some. He was telling the story about how he redug that well again. You know what my brother done? He dug down to hit the spring again. I'm not satisfied with cisterns. I'm not satisfied having something in the world keep me pouring into my well. I want to reach down to hit a living spring of water. Go with me to John chapter 4. Is this all right preaching? Kind of a little loud, ain't it? I'm just kind of getting a little bit stirred here tonight. I'm feeling a little bit of Pentecostal coming on me. Hey, I want Pentecostal. I'm tired of cutting dry services. I've been in a few places here since I've got to travel some. Most places are good. But Brother Thomas, you can tell the people that are used to everything being cut and dry and having form and fashion. And I believe in order and decency in the church. But I also believe in the spontaneity of the Holy Ghost and having God's will take over in the service and people coming and getting a good drink of the old-time religion.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Verse 9, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters. There's a lot of people thirsting after a lot of things. I don't say this in a bad way. It's just a fact. When me and Mark was growing up, and you've heard the story, my dad told me and Mark, on my dad's side, a couple generations back, there was a couple men in the Barker family that was FBI agents, or one man, and another man was a deputy sheriff or something. But they were tall. They were 6'6", and big men. Dad said, you're going to be like them. He'd always name their names. I can't remember who they are. He said, your boys are going to be like them. Dad would always tell us, he said, you're going to be big like they are. Well, we're not 6'6", but we're pretty good size. And he said, I don't care, boys. Listen to me. I don't care if you're as big as a barn. If I ever catch you in a bar, I'll drag you out by the hair of your head. He said, I'll drag you out by the hair of your head. This is a sinner talking. Why? Because Pepo Barker was a moonshiner. And Pepo Barker used to get drunk on that moonshine after he'd make it. And he'd go to beat my grandma, and he'd run her off, and he'd get the pistol out and run her off from the house. She'd have to hide out in the woods. My dad's seen what alcohol done to a lot of people. But we're getting to the holiday time. There's a lot of people, Josh, that's thirsting after a lot of things. And they'll try to get a beautiful party set up. They'll try to get everything just right, trying to make a perfect Christmas time. Can I tell you, after the party's over, after the money's spent, they're still going to be empty inside, because they're going to the wrong well. They're going to the wrong source. We need to point people to the Lord. We need to show people what we got a hold of. We need to show people the old time religion. It's what it's going to take. It's Bible based. It's Holy Ghost anointed. And it satisfies a thirsting heart, pan, soul. That's a longing for something that they're trying to find in the world and they can't find. Here you go. There's a woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? And thou, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of springing water, of water springing up into everlasting life. I shall give him, shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Listen to this. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. Seemed like to me she was thirsting after more than just water, and Jesus knew where to reach her at. Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in the mountains, and you say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, and goes on to tell her right there that they need to worship in spirit and truth. But down in verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Verse 25, the woman saith unto him, I know that my Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus answered, saith unto her, verse 26, I that speak unto thee am he. A lot of people don't realize what they've got in this service tonight. They can get satisfied and never be satisfied again with nothing that the world's got to offer. There's a lot of things in this world never tempts me. Never tempts me. Because for some reason, I always try to come to church thirsty, hungry, desiring a touch from God. I just do. And some people have made comments before to me about the way that I do in church. I don't mean to offend nobody, but I'm not caring what anybody thinks. As long as I'm in decency and order, I'm coming to get help from God. I'm under the authority of my pastor, but I come to get a touch from the Lord, and I come for one reason only, and that's that I want to have something to take home with me and take out to this world. I'm going to face a world that's lost just like you are tomorrow. I'm going to face people tomorrow that's in the holiday spirit, trying to make everything beautiful, trying to make a family out of a family that don't love one another. You know, I'm talking the truth. Every holiday, people try to create a nice atmosphere, and they're really thirsting and longing for something deeper that they don't realize, and they're trying to find it in little parties, and they're trying to find it in gifts that they buy and the money that they spend. I don't care how high your MasterCard limit is. Can I tell you, you can max that thing out times over. But if you're doing it just for vain glory, that's all you're going to get. You'll go away with an empty field. You'll lay your head on empty field. I'm one that was never satisfied. I'm one that was never satisfied. I was always free to give. I was always been free to give, Mark. That time I had that little bitty boat you told about 2 or 3 months ago. I had that little bitty boat. It was a battery-powered operated battleship, and Ken Maloney had a nice pond. And Josh, I couldn't stand to play that thing while Mark and Ken stood on the shore, and I played that nice boat. It was expensive. It cost a pretty penny back in the 1970s. But you know what I done? I said, boys, take the money. I said, if you'll buy the batteries, I'll pay the money to get you each a boat. You know what it means to me? I want everybody to partake. When I'm having a good time, I want everybody to have a good time. But Brother Ronnie, you can almost make people go to the altar. But some people don't want to drink, Mark. They said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It bothers me sometimes. I talked to a preacher in a little town not too far from here. I felt like I preached what God's will. The pastor confirmed it. He said, Mike, don't be hurt. He said, don't be hurt. These people ain't been moving for months. He said, they got a spirit about them. He said, they feel like that the God needs to just pour it out upon them. They don't have to do no praising. They don't have to do no worshiping. They don't have to put forth no effort. Can I tell you, it's a little bit of an effort to dig down to your strike the spring and water. You got to give forth a little bit of praise. You got to clap your hands some. You got to be willing to shout hallelujah once in a while. You got to be willing to get one mind, one accord. Get rid of the jealous spirit if God begins to bless somebody else and push them, Brother Jerome. Yeah. Brother Mike Allen sung the power down more than once. And I get right behind him, because as God's using them and blessing him, I'm getting fed myself. I come for one thing. I don't care if it's one of the youth. I don't care if it's one of the little children. I want somebody to get in touch with God and bring down the glory that I might drink, that I might be filled, that I might go away satisfied. Jacob's well, 105 foot deep in 1881. They excavated that well. They'd had a old church that was built over top of it. It had collapsed. They took the rubble away. Found that well. It was 67 feet deep. A man started cleaning that out. Dug that well all the way down to 105 foot. It was 7 foot 6 inches around the top. They said there was old wood grooves where people for centuries had taken old ropes and let down there and got that fresh water. They said that Jacob's well, that old Samaritan woman was trying to draw from that day, you got one of the coldest drinks in that area, because this reason, it wasn't only a cistern, it was fed by a spring. You know what? We've got a hold of a living spring tonight. As much as you want to drink, it'll still be full for the next one that wants to drink. It just continually fills up. As much as it was the night I got saved, it's as much tonight for the thirsty soul. All you got to do is come and drink. People like everybody else does, Mark. They dug that thing down to the bottom, and everybody curious would come along, look in that well, whoosh, listen for the water. They said they threw so many rocks in that well, they took it back up. It was only 75 feet deep. The Greek church stepped in, said, that's enough. We're going to buy this ground and make this a holy site. Can I tell you this? They redug the well back out. They say you can still see it now. But let me tell you what I've been thinking about. If all you do when you talk to your loved ones that used to go to this church or that you're wanting to see get saved, Brother Collins, if all you do is throw a rock and tell all the bad things, why does it surprise you they never want to come to church? Why does it surprise you they never want to come to the altar and pray? All you've ever done is throw rocks trying to stop the well up. Brother, I want to clean it out for the next generation. If time should last, I hadn't been saved too long, and I heard a preacher preach, and he said, boys, play it like God wouldn't come 400 years, but live life. He might come tonight. We need to be ready, but we also have to have a vision and have the church ready, have the well dug out. Come on. For the next generation, I've got young girls You've got young children, and I want them to know the old-time religion. I got down there around my grandma's land, got so stirred up about that old well where they used to catch that spring water, that old basin. I was talking to my Aunt Mary Jo about it right after Thanksgiving. She said, you know the story on that, don't you? I said, I'd like to know more about it. I know this. I took my girls down there. We traveled all that way. We worked all that way to get down there. And my heart was broke because I couldn't give my girls a drink of that water that 20 years ago we used to drink of. And used to drink that good cool water because that basin was filthy. I couldn't let my girls partake of it. Well, Papa used to keep it clean. All the people around that area, when they'd come down, used to keep that clean.
Yeah.
They said that the old preacher, and he died in the 60s, and I believe he was up close to 90 years old, old Brother Oliver Wilson, Mark, when he was 13 years old, dug that little basin out and fixed that so that pure spring water would catch in a basin and have a pool there that whoever wanted to come and fill up water to take back home with them and get a good thirsty drink as they went on their way could stop there and get a drink and drink as long as they wanted, because when they got done, that spring just filled it right back up and then begin to flow out of that basin. Let me tell you something, it's good enough for old Oliver Wilson, but he's dead now. It's good enough for Claudia. I preached in his church last night, but Claudia, he's dead now. Papa Ferguson used to keep it clean. Papa's dead now. It's up to our generation. It's up to you. Keep it clean now for the next generation. I don't want the highway horse to lose their stand. I don't want the highway horse to lose their nose. I want the well to be cleaned out. And available for any thirsty soul. You're going to be tempted in these holiday spirits and this holiday rush that the world gets into to try to fill up on a bunch of junk that the world has to offer. But if you'll get a drink tonight, nothing this world's got to offer will satisfy. You'll go to parties, you'll be with family, you'll be with backsliders, and you'll say this, looks like you've got a nice spread, but can I tell you what we've got down at the highway? The Lord's been helping us. It's old-time religion. It's just old-fashioned, but can I tell you one thing about it? It satisfies. It satisfies.
Yeah.
People, they sing the blues come February when all the bills come due of all the money they've spent and overdone their budget. I'm not against having nice things. I'm not against giving gifts. Man, I'll buy the batteries. Anybody wants to buy anything to get along. I've gave Bibles to missionaries and I felt like, I mean, I would love to have that thing, but I felt like that missionary was traveling. Mark, I gave it away years ago. One of the Bibles I've been looking for now. God will pay me back. God will pay me back. The Bible you carry, I gave to a missionary because I thought, seemed like the Lord spoke to me while I was praying. He ain't got much room when he packs his bags. And you've got a nice Bible there he could carry along. Instead of carrying 300-pound Bible around like I carry it. And I thought, Lord, I got down there in Gatlinburg and we was down there traveling. I was looking for a Bible. I wasn't about to pay that price that woman wanted on that. I found a little bitty old thin Bible for $6. I said, I'll take that. Can I tell you though, I love to give. I love to see people. You know what I used to do when I used to work for Frito-Lay? I couldn't stand to throw a bag of chips away. I had the authority. I could keep them or I could throw them away. But I know some of you may want to take a bite home. May want to take a bite home. Brother and sister, it took a little work. It took a little bit of effort, Mark. But I wanted to share. And I'm the same way about my experience in God. I'm not hoggish. I'm not trying to hoard anything. Man, I want anybody that's thirsty, anybody that's dissatisfied, anybody that's just trying to find a little bit of peace. Like a woman at a well. I want to tell them, Lord is not a respecter of persons. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. You don't think he must needs come by the highway of holiness? Oh, yes, he does. He knows there's thirsty souls here. He knows there's those that's been against him. A lot of trouble, a lot of sorrow lately. But he knows what it takes to satisfy that hurt, to satisfy that longing.
Yeah.
I'm inviting you for one thing, and that's to come and drink. To come and drink. To come and drink. Oh, glory to God. I love the Lord tonight. Everybody stand. Everybody stand all over the house. It's a Sunday night, and our tradition says that most people get in one mind and one accord and the Holy Ghost comes down and we have service. I don't care how God wants to do it, but here's one thing I want to ask. Let's get in one mind and one accord tonight. Let's direct people that's lost. Let's direct people that's discouraged. Let's direct people that's to come to these living waters. Oh, glory to God. I've got the well cleaned out up here. I've had a lot of brothers that's preached a lot of times. They used to preach to me, Mark. The well's cleaned out. The well's ready. I'm just asking you to get your vessel. Come thirsty, Ronnie, and drink all you want. It'll help you through the week. It'll help you face it when the devil gets to riding on you. It'll help you face it when your family turns against God. It'll help you to stand for the Lord and have a Christ-like spirit. When you're full of the drink He has to offer, and that's living water. Lord, I ask You now, in Jesus' name, prepare hearts tonight to receive a blessing in Jesus' name. Come and pray.